In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What is man that you are mindful of him, O God? We are breath, nothing more, nothing less. Here today, gone tomorrow, no staying power, no endurance. Lord, breathe into our mother's womb the breath of life, and we breathe out, leaving behind a dusty corpse. We are breath, wind, vapor. And so all of our accomplishments are also breath, wind, and vapor, no staying power, no endurance. How foolish to boast in them. How foolish to take pride in what we are. What is man? How vast is the land? Even more vast, the sea. How vast is the sky where the birds fly in all direction? Even more vast is space where the stars dwell. 100 billion stars in our galaxy alone, each with comets, planets, and asteroids. And billions of galaxies in this universe, the farthest observed being 13.7 billion light years away. And then there is the third heaven where God himself dwells, that is greater than all of this. Our galaxy is but a speck, containing a speck of a solar system with a speck of a planet. And then there's us. What is man? A dusty creature barely occupying 6 feet of space, counting the circuits around the sun. How much we know, even more we don't know. How much we have at our fingertips, even more we don't. Constant discoveries on the earth, in the sea, in the stars, endless encyclopedias and books and stories and facts and knowledge, more to know with each passing day. Even the brightest of us only knows a small, tiny sample. And yet God knows all. And what is man that you would be mindful of him, O God? And so it's no wonder that Peter, James, and John fall down on their faces in the presence of this holy God. No one had to tell them that he was holy and they were sinners. How vast, how eternal, how knowing is God. They clearly understood it. Yet they aren't sure if this God had come to be merciful or wrathful, for they know their sins all too well. And sinners like Adam always flee from God. No one had to tell them to fall down on their faces before this holy God. They clearly understood that they were beggars with nothing to offer, soul beggars before the God who fills this puny universe. They had no fig leaves to hide like Adam. They had no veil to cover this glory of the Lord as Israel did. How eternal, how vast, how knowing is God. How weak, insignificant, and foolish these disciples were. How weak, insignificant, and foolish we are. Daily we live in the presence of this eternal God. And daily we forget that we live in his presence. We let our minds and our hearts wander, giving in to our lusts. We visit websites we know full well we shouldn't be on. We thought we were alone, no harm, no foul, no one could see. And yet God sees. We're never alone. He is always there, watching. His ever-present gaze never sleeps. So do our words please him? Do our texts and our daydreams please him? We cannot hide from him. If we sink down to the very depths of the ocean, God is there. If we ascend the highest mountain, God is there. Even if we travel to the distant galaxies, God is there. He knows every word. He has seen every deed. From the beginning of the world until now, nothing is hidden from his sight. It has all been recorded. From the beginning of our lives until now, every thought, word, and deed is lodged in his mind. It may be deleted from our phones, from our websites. It may be hidden from our parents or friends. But where can we hide it from God? He is holy. He must be holy. And so he must be just. There are no second chances or nepotistic breaks. He is holy. And we are to be holy even as our Heavenly Father is holy. And so, like Israel, we need a covering, a veil. Not to hide us from God, for it is impossible to hide us from God. But we need a covering and a veil to hide God from us. God needs to be hidden from us. So many want to begin their search for God, or begin theology, with the sovereign God. The majestic God who fills heaven and earth. They want to know the attributes of God and search for him and be amazed by them. But really, in the end, you only end up like Peter, James, and John, face down in the dirt. The attributes of God are terrifying for sinners. And so God hides himself. God hides himself in humility. He hides himself in Christ. He hides in humility so that poor sinners may not be destroyed, but may recognize the majestic, glorious God on his cross, condescending to save man from his sins. Theology begins and ends with Christ. We start with him and who he is. And to know Jesus rightly is to know God rightly. To get Jesus wrong in any way is to end up with a different God. And so it is Jesus who touched those disciples. And it is Jesus who said to them, "Arise, do not be afraid." And when those disciples looked up, they saw no one except Jesus, only him. The cloud terrified them, the voice of the Father frightened them. But when they saw Jesus, all fears melted away. When Jesus, their God, when their God Jesus touched them, they had no fear. He had not come to slap them around or beat them into submission, but he came to remove their fear and their terror by offering his life for theirs. He came to be their Savior God. And so it didn't matter what else they saw when they looked up, whether Moses and Elijah were still present or the glory still present. Nothing else mattered. They saw Jesus. For it is Jesus who condescended to this earth. He became weak and insignificant, even as we are. He bound himself to 6 feet of space in a tiny planet, in a tiny solar system, in one of the billions of galaxies. Here is your God. He hides his glory and his majesty so that sinners might walk and talk with him even as they speak with their friends and not be terrified. It's pure love. It's pure love, and it's found only in the person of Christ. For he did not come to be glorious. He came to save. So he doesn't look like God. He doesn't fight like God. Then again, he's not coming to save God, is he? He's coming to save man. So he looks like man. He fights like a man. The omnipotent, ever-present God who fills the distant galaxies is suspended between heaven and earth, his silhouette barely visible on that darkened Friday. Jesus alone reveals the God who saves. Jesus alone reveals a merciful and tender Heavenly Father who gives his children all good and perfect gifts. To know Jesus is to know the God who has blessed you with family and friends, clothing and shoes, house and home and all else that you have. Only Jesus reveals that God to you. Apart from Jesus, the Father is basically no different than Allah. Jesus alone reveals the Spirit who comforts, who intercedes on our behalf, who pleads for us with cries that are too inexpressible for us to understand or hear. Jesus reveals that comforting Holy Spirit who fills us inwardly so that we might be his holy temples. apart from Jesus, the Spirit is really no different than Buddhism. Jesus alone reveals this God rightly. Jesus alone reveals the God who saves. And yes, this Trinity is still majestic and all-powerful and glorious, but in Jesus we have no fear. For God is present everywhere, not to condemn me, but God is present everywhere to watch you wherever you may go. If you find yourself in the worst situation possible, He is there to guide you safely through to His heaven. If you find yourself even in the sewers of this world, your God will be with you to protect you and to comfort you. He is still all-knowing, but in Jesus that knowledge is now comforting. For God knows all sins so that He might forgive even the tiniest of sins that we may have forgotten. In Christ, they are all wiped away. In Christ, your sins are blotted out from the mind of God. Yes, in Christ, God has forgotten your sins. And so in Christ and in Christ alone, you are perfect and holy, even as your heavenly Father is perfect and holy. And this Jesus has ascended to the right hand of God to fill all the heavens and the earth. The flesh of Christ is present on this earth, even as it is present in those distant galaxies. He must be present everywhere, or else He ceases to be God. Uninterrupted glory and songs and praise by those holy angels, as His flesh shines brighter than a billion stars. And yet He still hides Himself. Don't seek Him in His majestic glory. Don't look for Him in the horizons or in the beauty of nature or in the stars of heaven. He is there to be sure. But look for Him where He has hidden Himself. Look for Him in His humility. Look for Him in Christ. He hides Himself, for even though we are His saints of God, heirs of heaven and co-heirs of His glory, we are still sinners who cannot stand in the visible presence of this God on this earth. So search for Him in His humility. He comes to you hidden in the voice of a minister. In those stumbling words, you hear the voice of your God. You hear Him comforting you and forgiving you. He hides in bread and wine. He hides in water. Such ordinary and everyday things. You use those things every day. And yet He comes to forgive you all your sins. When you lift up your eyes and you see that blessed and consecrated bread and wine, you see God Himself. And there is no terror, there is no fear. God Himself is present, even as we sang in that opening hymn, God Himself is present, even as He was present on the Mount of Transfiguration. And yet you have not come here shuddering in fear or terrified, for you know what God will have to say about you. Though great your sins, far greater is His forgiveness and love. Christ is present, and He speaks to you, arise, do not fear. I have forgiven you all your sins. He touches you. Your God, the maker of heaven and earth, who fills those distant galaxies, touches you. And all fear, all sin, is driven out from you. So it doesn't matter what else is going on in the world, the Middle East, in our backyards, or even in our own family and lives. When Christ is present, everything is okay. For He is the God who comes not to judge or condemn us, but He is the God who comes to save us, even on this day. And when Jesus returns on the clouds of heaven and you are made perfect in every way, then the veil of that humility, the veil of bread and wine, of water and the Word, that veil will be removed, and you will see His eternal glory shining brighter than those billions of stars, and you will have only joy. As you, weak, insignificant, and foolish, dusty creatures, are enter into the bliss of heaven, to dwell in a heaven that is more expansive than this universe. and to rejoice that your God became man to save you. It's all because of Christ, all of it. It's all through Christ. And so as St. Paul said, so we now echo. We resolve to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.